Hello, this is Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today, and with me, Wendy Westphal, Executive Director of the Kent County Tourism, sharing with us today a very strategic initiative, a branding initiative. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I thank you for having me today.
Why not? And I hope that I'm doing justice to your last name, because sometimes it is from German origin, I believe, and my German is not good enough.
It's perfect.
So, perfect. All righty. So let's get started. How cannot we have you? Because Kent County is embarking, and it's been doing that for quite some time now, Wendy, on strategic affairs. And the branding is the most recent one. So why don't you bring us up to speed, perhaps in the reasons why and where you guys are at this point?
Sure. So early last year, we, as you mentioned, embarked on a strategic planning process. And during that strategic planning, it was decided upon by the board and myself that we needed a brand for Kent County to make us stand out, you know, to the north of Newcastle. They're known as the city, and the beach is in Sussex is known as the beach. And you know, we are the capital of Delaware, but we didn't feel like we had a distinct brand to drive visitors here. So we hired an agency, DeLucci Plus, from Washington, D.C., to work with us, and they brought in Dr. James Patrick from Texas A&M. He is one of the leading tourism researchers in the world, and he came to the area in the summer of last year, and we held many focus groups in many of our towns here in Kent County. They did a listening, an exercise. They have a wonderful little tool where they can go and scan online conversations on Facebook and Twitter and in blogs, and what people were saying about Kent County when they visit here. And then they did some focus groups in a 250-mile radius where they showed people pictures of the region, different activities, not telling them where exactly that was, and asked for their feeling and what would make them, what would drive them to come visit here. And then they told them, you know, it was Kent County, Delaware, and, you know, how that feeling was, and would they be inclined to visit, and if so, what would they do here? And so we developed our brand from that research, all those different aspects, to come up with Delaware's Quaint Villages.
Fantastic. And it's been a learning process, and I'm sure there's things that got your attention, there's things that you were surprised. Share some of those.
Oh, absolutely. You know that we have the casinos and that we have the NASCAR racing and Firefly. But some of the things that we discovered are that people love our restaurants and they like our nature. They love our beer and wine with our Good Libations tour. People like a slower pace here. A lot of people, you know, call us the slower lower. and, you know, locally that might not have such a positive effect, but for our tourists, they love that, because we have to remember, you know, they're coming, you know, from Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and New York. Those are faster pace, you know, really crowded streets, and they love coming down here. It's kind of a break and very relaxing for them. But they also loved our ease of access. It's not hard to get here. You know, you're coming down Street 95 or 50 or, you know, Route 1. It's very easy to get us here and come visit our quaint villages that all have their distinct personality and their own little flavor. So collectively, that's how we came up with the quaint villages concept.
What is behind that concept, Wendy?
Sure. You know, so the concept is that Delaware's Quaint Villages, we are a collection of many villages or towns. So you have Smyrna and Dover and Milford and Lipsick and Magnolia and Harrington. We have all these very different small towns that have their boutiques for shopping and their dining. They all have their own little special character. So instead of trying to brand just one location, we wanted to collectively put them together so that you could kind of hop around Kent County and get a little taste of everything. You have Bombay Hook and, you know, up in Smyrna, but then you can come to the Capitol to witness the history, you know, the state fairgrounds down in Harrington, you know, Magnolia and restaurants and lipstick with Sambos with their crabs with the fishermen coming in, so that you could kind of easily go around and see what everybody has to offer. So not one location stands alone. It's kind of a collection that we have to offer here in Kent County.
Indeed. And when you were just talking about the many things that you have in Kent County, I have to say and confess that it never gave me that impression, personally speaking, and maybe I'm biased somehow, because at some point I was working, as I shared with you, with Lorraine Dion, and she shared at some point that there's 32 pages of assets in terms of, you know, historical sites. And so I was so well impressed since the get-go. But I have to say that the best dirty chai latte that I've had, it's located in Dover, Delaware. And when we get together, I'm going to share where that location is. But certainly that, to me, is a competitive advantage because I've never had such a good libation of some sort. It's so good. So
yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, we try to tell, you know, the story of Kent County to the visitors, but we also want to make sure that, you know, the residents and the community in Delaware understand what we have, and that's really one of the initiatives that we've taken on over the last year with the branding. We just launched a brand new website, Visit Delaware's Villages.
Yeah, very nice, by the way. Very, very nice.
Thank you. Yeah, those 30 pages that Lorraine put together, we now have them nicely categorized with beautiful pictures.
Nice
and there's
job.
More,
mm-hmm.
there's more content to come. So people know what we have to offer, whether you're a resident or you are a visitor.
You brought a very interesting point, because certainly it's a different thing from those who look at Kent County from the outside as opposed to those who live in Kent County. Did you find somehow a dichotomy?
Yeah, we did. You know, those local focus groups, you know, they had different visions of what Kent County was. And, you know, I kind of attribute that to, and I do this, you know, I'm originally from Ohio, and I tell people, oh, Ohio, you know, it's the Midwest. Oh, so boring. It's because you grew up there, and you don't really, it's kind of like you don't appreciate what you have in your own backyard. And then as people learned about the research and heard about what other people were saying, they were like, yeah, you know what, we're right. We do have that. We just never, you know, actually we took it for granted. And it's like, yeah, we have a lot of great things to offer here in Kent County.
Indeed. And you have an excellent staff. And I'm sure the staff also have, you know, one of those stories that that's something that I didn't know. Would you like to share one of those stories from your staff that got your attention?
Oh, sure. You know, I think the biggest thing is that I think we all kind of take for granted the Amish community here in Kent County. You know, we have seen them, but I mean, they are a draw. Spence's Bazaar is probably one of the biggest tourism locations for us here in Kent County, because people love going to their flea market, but they also love, what a great deal if you've ever had one of their egg biscuit sandwiches that are, I think, $2 a pop.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. So as we've been doing this, we've kind of uncovered these little.
Where
these
is
little
that? Tell me again, because I might need to stop.
Spence Bazaar here in Dover. They operate on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And they have just about, I mean, you can walk out of there with pies and baked goods, but then they have, you know, breakfast sandwiches on homemade biscuits. And,
you know what? Stop and, right know. There, because I'm going to need to. That's not necessarily Weight Watchers material.
Yes.
Sounds
yeah,
delicious.
So, you know, we keep finding these little gems. And I'm sure there's other stuff that we have yet to discover that you know, we're kind of on a mission to pull it all together. I mean, we have a really great agricultural community. Like, people love that you can come to a restaurant here and mm-hmm. you know where your food was grown. The dairies and the produce. Viper's Orchard with all of their strawberry picking festivals and blueberries. People love that stuff, and mm-hmm. that's what they're really looking to do. When they're trying to take a break and get away from their crazy lives, you know, they can come to Delaware's Quaint Villages and do those kind of activities that kind of, you know, relax you and you know, disconnect you from the electronics that we're always tied to.
Yeah, which is, you know what, sometimes is very much needed, especially at this time.
Yeah.
You need, like,
absolutely.
Some kind of mental vacation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I forget, Wendy, let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that they are listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We're having a very interesting conversation with Wendy Westphal. She's the executive director of Kent County Tourism. They embarked themselves in a strategic, particularly at this point, branding initiative, and she's bringing us up to speed on those efforts. Going back to the original question, Wendy, it was a strategic effort at the beginning, and then it's got a branding connotation to it. What is the difference and why?
So what we are really trying to do is refocus our efforts. We do produce three events here in Kent County: Dover Days, the Amish Country Bike Tour, and the Beer and Wine Festival. We really want to tap into visitors to Kent County 365 days a year, mm-hmm. not just those 3 or 4 days of those festivals. And really, that's what we sought out to do with our strategic planning. Through our research, we learned that there's 45 million people that have easy access to Kent County within a 450-mile radius.
That is
so
a
if you
huge
can imagine,
market, potential
yeah,
market.
If you can, we just get a small percentage of those folks
mm-hmm.
To come to Kent County, you know, it's a slam dunk for us. Mm-hmm. We also have the Delaware Turf, the new sports tournament facility here in town in Frederica mm-hmm. That's being built, and it's driving people from out of state for these sports tournaments. So they really need the support as well from the tourism office. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were putting our best foot forward and putting out, you know, a great positive brand
mm-hmm.
To associate everything together. Mm-hmm. And that's really where we came from on this. How do we put it all together, package it up, and tell the world about all the great things there are to do here in Kent County?
There you go. And it sounds not only fascinating, but very pertinent. At the end of the day, Dover is the capital city of the state.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we've even learned there are people who specifically, especially retirees, that mm-hmm. have made it a point to visit every state capital. So mm-hmm. there's a potential visitor base right there of people who are seeking out, you know, Dover because it is the capital, but also it holds a special because it's the first capital.
Right.
So making sure that we tell them, don't just come here and kind of stamp your little book and say, yep, we've been to Dover now. Well, while you're here, mm-hmm. you know, sample all the good things we have to offer and to do.
Right. Food-wise, did you detect something that is particularly coming from Kent County, Wendy?
Particularly County for food mm-hmm. was mostly the fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty common. But food and the wine and drink in general mm-hmm. was very popular. You know, we do have, you know, a winery. We have the distillery, and we have several breweries here in Kent County, and people have heard of them. That is a big draw for them. But then also just the freshness of things. A lot of our restaurants, including Harrington Raceway and Casino,
mm-hmm.
has a huge
mm-hmm.
initiative to buy local and use locally produced food. And that's a trend across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But they
mm-hmm.
really like that you know it's fresh. It wasn't trucked in from across the country. And it gives you kind of, I think it tastes better. You know, it might just be a mental thing.
Right.
But, you know,
no,
I
you
do.
Will. No. It does taste better. Now, how do you see this initiative moving forward, Wendy? You're in a very good place now. Indeed, the website reflects a good strategic thinking and gets people's attention. But the website is not the only thing that demonstrates that you guys are working on your branding and stuff. So
sure.
Tell me about what's coming up.
So we have also, thanks to our very supportive board, has approved some additional spending on advertising that we have teamed up with our agency who helped create the brand. And what is great about our agency is a lot of times when you purchase advertising, you know, if it doesn't go right, you're kind of out the money. It's kind of a gamble sometimes with where you buy your advertising. Well, they kind of put their money where their mouth is, and they have a guarantee. They back it up with research. So they have guaranteed us through our advertising investment that we will see a minimum of a $4.5 million economic impact to the area in the next year. So we are doing advertising, many different channels, you know, social media, Google, newspaper ads, magazine ads. We also have embarked on a very big press relations campaign. We have several different bloggers, social media influencers that are coming to the area over the next month and a half to come here and do the vacation thing in Delaware's quaint villages, you know, and then write back to their followers about the great experiences they had here. So it really is a big push, advertising and PR related, to get the word out, to get people visiting here.
There you go. And it sounds like you're having busy times in between coordinating strategic sessions, but also the huge crowd pleasers that you normally have, Dover Days. I read about Good Libations Tour, but also the Delaware Wine and Beer Festival. Would you like to bring people up to speed in the things that are in the pipeline?
Sure. So Dover Days is coming up very soon on May 5th and 6th. It's also the 300th birthday of Dover. So we've got some special things planned for that right there on the Green and Leg Mall. We have a birthday cake and a birthday celebration with the mayor, and we have gotten kazoos for everybody, and so we're going to do a kazoo band happy birthday sing-along. The parade is decorated in birthday. We have a lot of great performers coming out. And then the Amish Country Bike Tour in the fall in September brings in over 1,500 bikers from across the country.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So it is another big event for us, especially with Delaware being so big. We were talking to someone today that we're ranked third in the country for the best biking atmosphere.
Honestly, I'm confessing my ignorance. I didn't know that.
Yes, Delaware and cycling is a big thing for them. Mm-hmm. And what they've told me is because Delaware is mostly a flat state, so people love to come and cycle here. So we have that in the fall, and then the Delaware Beer and Wine Festival always happens in October, and that's where we showcase the best of our wine and beer spirits here in Delaware. We have food and entertainment, and we have artisans come out and sell their goods. So that's always a crowd pleaser in mid-October as well.
There you go. And people interested, I'm sure those listening might be interested in maybe securing a place, going there, getting more information about Kent County. What do you suggest those interested? Where do they need to go? Who do they need to call? And all these kind of things.
Sure. So you can find all that information on our website, which is visitdelawarevillages.com. There is a page for each event, and we have a link right there for you to register to participate in those events. You can always also give us a call here at Kent County Tourism, and we can certainly point you in the right direction of who you need to talk to on our staff to get you arranged to be a part of those events.
There you go. Now, if people are interested, say, in coordinating a specific event, Wendy, are you the right venue to connect with, or do they need to connect somewhere else?
For those three events, you would coordinate with us. Other events would be whoever the event producer is, but we could certainly, if you call here, we can connect you with the appropriate people. You know, we are connected with all of them, and they also on our event calendar on our website are tapped into that, and they also put that information up there as well. So we could certainly, if you give us a call, we can point you in the right direction.
Maybe refresh people's memories and share your phone number again then.
Sure. It's 302-734-4888.
There you go. And with the little time we have left, when do you anticipate this strategic effort and branding effort to be completed?
So we are pretty much almost done with it. The website just launched about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So now we're now into the advertising and the PR efforts, and that will continue on for years to come. But the branding is done and the website is debuted. So we finalized that. Now we're just going out there and getting people to know what we have here and get them to come visit us.
There you go. And if there's something that you would suggest people that are listening about Dover for the first time and in Kent County in general, what would you say?
I would say we hope that you come and visit us. We do really have something, whether you love the outdoors and birding to the history, or come sample one of our beers from Fordham Brewery or Harvest Ridge. We really hope you come and visit us and that we have a lot to offer here in Delaware's quaint villages.
And with that, of course, we are running out of time. Wendy, thank you so much for your time today. Always interesting, and you sound so excited. And certainly you're doing a lot in promoting Kent County. And for that, we only need to congratulate you and your team in doing such a terrific job. Thanks for sharing what Kent County Tourism is doing these days.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for doing such a great job promoting our arts. It really brings a lot of value to our community.
Well, thanks to you guys. You are the ones, you are the stars. I'm just communicating. That's all I do. Thank you to Wendy.
You're welcome.